We were really surprised to find this out. I had seen a couple of our sister land grants, notably University of Georgia and LSU, come up with food pantries because of hunger on our campus. And I was curious, so I initiated a survey of our scientific survey team, and they found that 1 in 10 UF students go hungry sometimes or don't have enough money to buy adequate food to meet their needs.
Payne is excited about efforts that are underway to help solve this problem.
We got together, we being IFAS, with the Vice President of Student Services and the Dean of Students, and we talked about the possibility of creating a food pantry where we would provide free food to hungry students. And it really took off. And we're using a facility near the center of campus that used to be a chiller plant that's been abandoned. So it has walls and concrete and a roof. And I'm providing, and the student service section's providing the money to renovate that into a food pantry with access by students, places to store food. And then we were short the money that was needed. And our chief operating officer, Charlie Lane, who's also in charge of facilities and who we were working with when trying to find a place to do this, kicked in the balance. So it's a partnership that goes across campus, and we had a dedication, a groundbreaking. We're very excited about this. Then IFAS is going to make it part of a larger program we have. We call it the Field and Fork Campus Food Program because we have a community farm that we sponsor on campus where students learn to grow various crops. And then from that, we can provide fresh vegetables for this pantry. And we're going to also bring in IFAS experts and talk about food safety, teach students about post-harvest handling. The volunteers, the kids, will help run the food bank. And we're also going to give them classes in cooking and budgeting to stretch the scarce dollars that they do have. So we're extremely excited about this. It was a very popular thing when it got mentioned in the Gainesville Sun with the community. And so I'm really pleased that we can do this for our students that just can't quite get there with the budget that they have.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.